Okay, just another thing which comes up this time of year. Specifically, it's mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah and Erev Rosh Hashanah, the custom of going, people are spell in a basic chorus as a chus for their parents, and also a time for us to really maskir Hamisa. But first, but beyond the actual custom that some people have to do so, there's also bechlal, the concept people have of being maskir the generations before us that are no longer with us at this point. And in Simin Tov Reish Chaf Al, looking forward to Yom Kippur, the Mechaber specifically says that one should go ahead, the Ramah says we should go ahead and be maskir Nishma Yisam Esam on Yom Kippur, and it works for them. Just interestingly, the Beis Yosef asks the question, the whole concept we know, we're very familiar, it's sort of already like in the DNA of Klal Yisrael. Everything we do, Lili Nishmas, this person, Lili Nishmas, that person, everywhere you go, every shul has everything Lili Nishmas. The Beis Yosef asks, why does it work? We have a very simple concept in Yados, the Schar V'Einish. If you do a mitzvah, you get Schar. If you do bad, you get Einish. A person gets upstairs, Lacher Me'evesrim, whatever he did, he did. So if I go ahead and do something, Lili Nishmas somebody else, why, where, how do we know that should work? And interestingly enough, the Beis Yosef brings down from Rekeach the Makar in this week's parasha. He says, the only Makar we have in the Torah, at least one he brings down, is it says that the parasha of Egla Rufa, when they bring the Egla Rufa, the Zakenim say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padisa. And the various Midrashim say, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael elu achayim, the ones that are standing here with us by the Egla Rufa, asher padisa, the ones that already were redeemed, is some sort of allegorical sense. It's referring to those who already, have died. And the ma'is of the Egla Rufa is a kapara for those who have already passed on. And from here, there's a source that one can actually go ahead and be mechaper and bring benefit to those who already died. Beis Yosef says the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baichim Avavis, and he understands people who died, had they had the chance, they would very much like to go ahead and do something more. They don't have the chance. The wherewithal is no longer, they don't have the capability anymore. But if we go ahead and we do something that they would have wanted us to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzayr for Lamaisa, he considers it something that they would have done themselves. However, it comes out rather interesting thought. The Beis Yosef continues and says it only works if the person who died actually would want this thing done. But suppose somebody was a Rasha at large, or he had a specific agenda against the kiyum of certain mitzvahs. If he were to go ahead and perform that mitzvah, the ilui nishmasai, you can no longer argue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Baruch Mavavis, that's what he would have wanted. He just shot himself. He knocked off his own ability to have that schutz. So doing so, Lalacha, Beis Yosef says, will not carry over to the mace, will not help him. The only exception to this rule, says the Beis Yosef, is others who cite this after Beis Yosef, is the concept called Bra Kardavu, that a child is an attachment to the continuation of the parent's abilities. The father, the parents, brought the child to this world. He is a living embodiment of whatever they created. And therefore, whatever he does is automatically going to bring merit to the parents. So they have the ability. Even the father was completely not observant. He was a rasha or anything beyond. No matter how bad the father may have been, the son's existence and doing mitzvahs will always bring a marriage to the father. Whereas for somebody else, you could bring marriage to a different person, you could bring marriage to various people, but only along the lines that we hope that he would have wanted this thing itself. Right.